Ladies and gentlemen, this is your featured podcast of the evening. It's time for United by Wrestling!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a brand new episode of United by Wrestling. We want to thank Bruce Buffer, as always, for our awesome intro. And now I turn it over to host Dustin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Like we said, welcome back to United by Wrestling. And we actually have a guest today for the third show in a row, which is really cool, and we appreciate his time. And we have Anthony Henry from PWX and, you know, Evolve and other things. How's it going, Anthony? Welcome on to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I appreciate you having me on. And, yeah, I'm doing well.
So before we get into, like, the Q&A, you know, just the interview and stuff, do you have any social media or wrestling tee shops you like to plug?
Not really anything I need to plug, but if you want to keep up with me, for sure you can. I'm not on social media these days as much as I used to be, but you can follow me at at Anthony Henry, which is AntnyHenry, and that is my handle pretty much on everything. So if you want to see what's going on day to day, see a lot of food pictures and workout selfies, then sure, go ahead and give me a follow.
Hey, you heard the guy. Give him a follow. It sounds like some great stuff. So I know Shipes kind of wanted to talk to you about some of your PWX stuff, and mostly your theme song first and foremost. So
yeah, I've been wanting to ask you for so long where you got your PWX entrance theme from.
Yeah, so that is trying to think now. It's from a movie. It's from a horror movie. It's one of my wife's favorite, or old favorite movies. It's kind of cheesy when you watch it. It's about a puppet, and I can't remember the name of it now. Okay, well, if you go to the YouTube, so that's where I found it, actually, when I was kind of switching some things up with character and stuff and kind of going more of a darker route. That was the one that kind of stood out to me, was that song. And I'm doing a horrible job at, you know, actually telling you what the song is. And I'm ranting right now trying to think of it as I'm talking. And,
Well, I mean, it's like I could just, like, Google, like, puppet horror movies. And I could, like, fish for it. Like, I could do that. Because, like, I've Googled, you know, like, your name, PWX theme. And, I, of course, that didn't turn. It's like, so I was like, oh, God, I want to know. Because, like, every time you were there, it was like that theme, like I was headbanging like hell every show to that song. And
I can tell you this, it's a it's like a remake of it by whoever made it. I don't know who it was, because it's not by like an actual like an artist that's, because it's not copyrighted or anything, but whatever that the name of that song is, the name of the movie. It's the metal version. If you type in parentheses metal version, it should pop up.
Okay, because like I've been wanting to find that song to add it to my playlist for so long. But getting into your PWX days, like who are some of your favorite people that you had the pleasure of facing while you were in PWX?
You know what was fun for me was my time kind of doing my own version of, I guess, the Dream Match series.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar, Cedric Alexander, before, you know, he went on to WWE, he had a series of matches with just a bunch of guys. And it was, you know, like a Dream Match deal. And I think he wrestled like Jay Lethal, Gargano, and like Hero, and all these guys. They brought him in every month. Well, it did something similar with me on my road to like winning the belt. And I had the opportunity to wrestle a lot of different guys. Pretty much every single month, they were bringing somebody in for me. And You know, I got to wrestle Callahan and Tommaso Ciampa three times. Zack Sabre Jr., you know, I'm not going to say that guy's name right now. But another guy who shall not be named, you probably know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many. There's probably a bunch that I'm forgetting right now as well. But that was a fun time because, like I said, every month they were bringing somebody great in for me, and it was super fun to do and just challenging me. Oh, Roger Strong was another one, yeah. But as far as like the top guy, the last match I had with Tommaso Ciampa was one of my favorite ones I ever did, and unfortunately. The cameras went out on that one, so there's no footage of it.
Oh.
But that was probably the one. I think we went like 40 minutes, and like, you know, it's still talked about today, actually, by some of the hardcore fans who were there. So,
yeah, every show I was hearing, me and a lot of the other fans there, we would talk about those matches and how insane they were, and then like your run in X16. Was out of all the X16s that I've been to, was my personal favorite X16 that I've seen. And what was it like for you during that X16?
That was a really good time for me as well. The tournament format was something that I enjoyed, and you know, it's the atmosphere of it all. And that was kind of also like, I don't know, I knew I was going where what direction we were heading in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like it was a lot of hard work on my part. And they got me to that point. And then, just also having the company itself have the faith in me, and, just overall, yeah, the atmosphere and the matches that was put on during that particular tournament. It's my favorite as well.
There you go, Dustin. Hey, Dustin, you still here, bro?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
So, I got a question. So, we had John Skyler on the show a couple weeks back, and he said he's never taken a chop from Jay Drake, but Jay Drake, from what Shipester tells me, has probably the hardest chop in the South. So, I was going to ask, have you taken one, and how bad does it hurt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've taken them. I don't know. I've taken a lot of them, actually. And at this point, I would say that he's up there, but, like, it's a chop. Chop is a chop is a chop, really. Once you've taken so many of them, you know, it's whatever.
Oh.
Now, gotta get used to it.
It hurt a lot, so I'll say the fact that, I guess, if you take enough to get used to them, because I don't know, I see it and I'm like quivering. So
yeah, I mean, I've taken a bunch of chops from different people. I've taken them from, you know, Walter and Drake, and they're probably the top two as far as strength of the chop, I guess. But it's bearable. I mean, and once you get used to it, I think.
How was it for you being able to take you and JD and the workhorseman to various places from Evolve, and you know, you got to do a little bit of it in PWX and things? How was that for you being able to take, you know, you and JD's chemistry to various different companies and places?
Well, as far as that goes, is it all happened by chance anyway, because we never like had the idea to be a team or anything. It was more of a situation where we got thrown together during an Evolve show, because we had both like kind of did some work for the company, and so they just put us two together because they were in North Carolina, hometown boys. They'd used us before, so like, cool, we'll put them together. And then you know, we won the belts, and then the crowd went crazy, and that kind of got stuck with us. It was one of those things where, you know, Gabe was like, oh, I kind of booked myself into a corner now. I got to use you now. And so the team was kind of born at that point. And from there, I think it just was a matter of, hey, you know, like we have some good chemistry. We're pretty good together. And it became our primary goal was to push the team and make that a thing. And I think we did a good job with that. And I'm really proud of what we were able to do and, you know, what we possibly will still be able to do if the world ever goes back to normal.
Yeah, let's hope.
So,
right.
So how did you like get into wrestling? Like, we'll talk about you, you know, as a wrestler, like what kind of was the point that made you want to train and become one?
Man, that's a loaded question that kind of we get asked a lot, and I never have a good answer for it. I just never grew up, I guess. I was kid in my underwear in my living room playing with my wrestling buddy, wrestling with it. From there to wrestling with my friends in the backyard to finding a school randomly and doing that, and then I just progressed, you know, from there, and I just never stopped. So I never grew up. It's just always been my thing. It's always been since I was a kid. So,
yeah. So, first off, I get to not growing up. I wanted to do it, and Caesar stopped that. So, if I had the choice, I wouldn't have grown up on that either. But
I wouldn't have either if I had the opportunity.
So, what school did you end up picking, and who'd you get trained by?
Yeah, so as far as that goes, I was originally trained in Augusta, Georgia. I'd say I was trained, but it was kind of a situation where I didn't know any better, and I was trained by essentially a referee who never really was ever a wrestler. So I didn't learn a whole lot other than bumping, and it was at that point I thought I was pretty good and athletic and things like that. And I was reasonably athletic, but I didn't have the psychology. I didn't have a lot of the basics down like I should have. And I found that out when I went to a place called NWA Wildside, Cornelia, Georgia. That's kind of where AJ Styles came from. That's where he was trained. And I realized I wasn't as good as I thought I was. So basically what happened there was I ended up moving closer there so I could do training. And I ended up training at the Wildside School under Todd Sexton and Sal Renaro. Sal Renaro actually did some things with Ring of Honor and actually is actively wrestling still now. That's where I learned my psychology. That's where I learned my real basics and got everything down.
Okay. So if you had any advice to give to someone that would want to get into business, what would you say to them?
Don't. No, I'm just kidding. I think the number one thing is for new guys is to actually listen to people who know what they're talking about. There's too many guys who they don't do that. They don't listen, you know. And I was probably one of them. But it's important to learn from people who are going to be willing to give you their time and kind of show you the ropes. That part is important. The other thing I would say is if you're going to get into wrestling, go ahead and accept the fact that you're going to need to travel, because traveling is going to be what gets you out there, gets your name out there, and has more fans on you, has more eyes on you. That's the only way. If you get stuck in your hometown, you're probably not going to get that far in the business, you know what I mean? So it's going to become a situation where it's more of a hobby. And if you want to do it that way, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
I can imagine how much traveling stuff it takes just to get your name out there. So, Smith, how many states have you wrestled in? I just have to ask, since you mentioned the traveling thing, like, what's kind of the road you've had to take? Like, what places and promotions have you wrestled for?
You know, I honestly have no idea on that question. a lot. A lot. That's my best answer there. I've wrestled virtually for sure every, probably every state along the East Coast for the most part. not sure total how many different states I've been in, though.
So what would you say some of your favorite promotions you've wrestled in that you could remember then would be?
Well, obviously Evolve, which we traveled a lot, so we did a lot of different states just with that one company. So New York was very common, you know, Michigan, Chicago. Chicago's one of my favorite places to wrestle at, honestly. So Freelance was the main place that we wrestled for there, and that was like, if PWX is my home and Evolve is my home, that was like another third home.
Nice.
Freelance was awesome.
So what promotions, well, you know, once obviously COVID's gone, things open back up, what promotions would you want to wrestle for that you haven't wrestled for yet?
I pretty much wrestled everywhere, man. And like, honestly, there's not really, I can't think of any that stick out to me that I want to wrestle for. I've been lucky enough to wrestle for the majority of the promotions out there that, you know, have a lot of recognition in places that I looked at and always wanted to wrestle for. Like, I've been able to go, you know, to England and work for Progress. I've worked for WXW in Germany. You know, other than places in Japan, I can't really think of many.
Nice. Would you ever, I'm sure this would be a dumb question, but would you want to work for like AEW or WWE, I'm assuming, or is that kind of a thing you'd want to do?
That's all a matter of circumstances. It depends on what they were offering and, you know, it just depended on the situation.
I bet.
So out of the list of, I mean, because you've had matches with like the, you know, the who's who of people, who are some of the people that you haven't faced yet that you would like to face if you get the opportunity?
These questions, man, these are, I don't hate these questions, but these are questions that are like, I hate being asked in a way because I don't have good answers. Kind of like the promotion question. It's the same thing with who I'd like to wrestle. I don't have anybody. There's no names, honestly. I've, again, been lucky enough to wrestle so many different people that anybody who was on my list, I've pretty much scratched off. Maybe with the exception of Alex Shelley, which is something that I'm trying to make happen and probably will happen this year if things do return, because there's some companies that look like they might book that. So Alex Shelley's one. The only other guy I can ever really think of is not the most popular at the moment, but Loki. I know he has he makes a lot of different lists or whatever. But I always looked up to him as far as stylistically and things like that, and I thought he was super talented. He was like the guy who kind of brought me back into indie wrestling in the early 2000s. So just as far as like a, you know, a list goes, he'd have to be on that list.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be a good match, I bet. I can see why you'd want to work that. So, you know, your mainstay in Evolve, and so how did that kind of come about? Like, how did you end up getting booked there? Did you know somebody, or?
No, I mean, it's the same as anywhere else, you know, you just kind of show up and express your interest. I did a little tryout deal with them, and so I did that so they could have eyes on me, and, you know, they liked me enough to invite me to some of the smaller shows they were working with, like FIP and Style Battle at the time, and so I did those, and I impressed on those, and, yeah, that eventually led to Drake and I doing the show in North Carolina and winning the belts, and then we never stopped working for Evolve from there.
Nice. So, all right. So we talked about promotions and stuff. Yeah, but let's. So, what were some of your favorite wrestlers growing up then? I know you mentioned Loki kind of for the style. Did you have any certain wrestlers that, you know, guy of you were big fans of and kind of wanted to help, you know, with your fanhood? Or like, who were some of your favorite wrestlers growing up, like, and stuff?
Yeah, for sure. My first memory of a favorite wrestler was definitely Surfer Sting. he's the very first guy. And then it kind of transitioned into guys like Mr. Perfect and Shawn Michaels. And then as I got older, it was, you know, Eddie Guerrero and Malenko and Benoit and RVD and ECW.
Nice.
And then, of course, later after that was more of the guys from, you know, the Japanese companies. So guys, Shinya Hashimoto, there's way too many Japanese guys in the name, honestly.
I bet. So, Shipes, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I got an extension on that question. As a in a fan standpoint, who are some of your favorite people to watch today?
If I was honest, I don't watch much wrestling anymore. At all. So, if I did, it would be a lot of Japanese guys when I was watching, which was months ago. Everything's kind of chilled out for me since all the events of this year. So wrestling has not been at the forefront of priorities at all. But so I haven't really watched anything. I'm being legit when I say that. I can't remember the last time I watched wrestling. When I was, it was a lot of the New Japan stuff. And then I'd watch certain guys from other Japanese companies, Nakamura. I really like some of the Noah guys, Goshi Ozaki, and some of those guys. It was just a lot of New Japan, a lot of Noah.
Nice. Yeah, no, as I can agree. You know, from a fan perspective, it is. I haven't watched much either since the whole COVID thing happened. It's kind of just weird. So I can't imagine what it's like, you know, being a worker and processing it. So, all right. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Shipe.
No,
did you have anything?
No, you're good.
Well, kind of, if people haven't, you know, watched you before, like, what would you say kind of your gimmick or style is, though? Like, wrestling style and gimmick and stuff.
I don't know that I really have a gimmick. It's just really just me turned up. I can be a super passionate and aggressive person, and I think that's just me in the wrestling ring as well. You know, stylistically, I'm a mashup of a lot of different things, I think. But I think at the end of the day, if you look at me, you think fighter. You think I make it look like we're in a fight. And that's kind of my whole style is just to make it look as legit as possible. And that's what I bring to the ring. So, yeah, just an aggressive fighter, really.
Do you have, like, a fighter background? I know I just see some, like, wrestlers and stuff that do that have, like, a little bit of a MMA background. Is that anything you've ever done, or is that just kind of what you came up with wanting to do in the ring?
No, I definitely do. I fought for years, actually, amateur and pro. So,
nice.
Yeah, I do have that background.
What's your record for amateur?
2-1.
Nice. I'm also a big MMA guy too. I like. So what kind of style did you fight out of? Like, was it jiu-jitsu or Muay Thai?
I mean, nowadays everybody kind of does everything. But I mean, if I was good at one thing more than anything else, it was probably the grappling aspect.
I bet. So how did that kind of, so now we can go. So did that kind of background help you when you were in wrestling school trained? Did it like give you some kind of discipline you needed to be a wrestler, or?
Athletically, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. You know, just being able to move and things like that, but they're fairly similar. So.
Nice. All right. Anything to add, Shipes?
Oh, you're good, bro. You're right.
All right. So, knowing that, you know, what I'm trying to, I'm stumbling on my word here. I'm sorry. I have like this thought, but I'm like stumbling right now. So you have the MMA background, you have the wrestling part. Did you do any other sports that kind of all help group that in, or?
No, definitely not. No, I was not a sports guy. Still are not a sports guy, really. I don't watch sports other than fighting, other than the occasional wrestling now. No, I was never a team sports guy, so I never really did much else.
Did you amateur wrestle? Or since we're talking fight, I just wanted, like, did you wrestle in high school, or just completely none on that besides the MMA aspect?
I wish I had, but I did not, unfortunately.
I bet. It's tough, but so kind of, what are your thoughts on, you know, because like you said, COVID's not, you know, COVID's before and, you know, front right now, but what would you like to see from a promotion if they start reopening up and asked you to wrestle for them? Would there be anything you'd want to see there for safety things or like testing, or what would get you kind of be back to wrestling with all this COVID stuff going on?
Yeah, well, honestly, I don't know that wrestling's going to be back ever, in my opinion. I don't know that there's much they can do on a safety end to really combat everything that's going on. I think it's at a point where, like, it's, I don't think anything's ever going to be the same again, honestly, unfortunately. And that's kind of, like, one of the reasons why my decision to quit at the end of the year was because I just don't see wrestling getting back to the way it was. If it does, it's going to take years and years, in my opinion. Like, it's going to be a while. It's not going to be an easy process. And, I mean, it's been a good amount of time now through the year. And, you know, we're not doing shows. And if we are doing shows, they're outside shows, or there's, like, limited amount of people and all these sort of things. So it's hurting indie wrestling, because indie wrestling has to have fans to make money and pay the wrestlers. And if you don't have fans, you can't do it. How are these indie promotions going to put on shows, you know? They can't. If they can't fly anybody in, they can't pay them to drive down. So, yeah, I just don't see it working out too well, at least not in the immediate future, anytime soon.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because we had a – have you heard of Synergy Pro Wrestling before?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's putting on a show on the 11th, I believe.
Yeah, it's
Colin. And he's going to have fans, but yeah, it's very, very like uptight. You know, there's so many protocols in place. You know, you can only have a certain amount. You can only have like certain amount of people there because of social distancing. So kind of, it's going to be interesting. I can see your point of like how you think that maybe wrestling won't be the same, because, you know, until there's a vaccination, maybe, or something. I don't know if that'll help. So, would you, like, if there was, I know you said you're done with wrestling, you were, you know, in 2019. What led to that? Was it just because of COVID, or was that a personal decision to, like, step away?
I just wanted, hey, I'm done, man. I'm just, you know, it's, I don't have the passion for it anymore. A lot of things have, you know, contributed to killing that or taken away from that. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just I don't have passion for it anymore like I used to. And if I'm not going to make a lot of money doing it, I mean, being real, if I'm not going to make a lot of money doing it to the point where I can support my family, which is going to be, again, very difficult because of the situations right now, I don't see a point in doing it. I've already done a lot of the things I wanted to do in my career, and have other things I want to do in other aspects of my life, and I'm just happy right now where I'm at, so I don't need professional wrestling anymore. I've checked the last few things off of the list for this year, hopefully, and then that'll be that.
So what were the last couple of things on your list that you want to achieve then?
I already talked about them. Alex Shelley and a couple of the other guys.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. So, like, since wrestling, you know, you have that, and then you're kind of done, you're on a passion, what's kind of the next thing you want to do in your life then? Do you have, like, any, like, activities or anything you're eyeing, or what's next for,
Well, I have college degrees. My degrees are essentially all in the athletic realm of, nutrition / human performance. So fitness is kind of my life now, and, I've done some fitness photo shoots and just trying to get all that stuff off the ground, eventually possibly own a gym and a training facility, and kind of do that thing. And yeah, I mean, that's my wife as well. She's in the same field, so I think it'll work out well, and that's the direction I'm heading.
Nice. Hey, that sounds like a great kind of next adventure for you. So what kind of got you in, since you, you know, are huge into fitness, like, what kind of got you into being that? Was it wrestling? Were you big into it before wrestling, or was it something you kind of picked up?
No, it was definitely wrestling. Started it, but it grew into its own thing from me just starting to do it, you know? Just kind of fell in love with something because of wrestling, but independently of it at the same time.
Nice. So what would a standard workout plan for what's your standard workout plan look like? You know, what's your training regimen look like during the week?
But that I could talk about that for an hour. That's a situation where I'd be talking for a long time. There's so many different things that go in. It's really not as simple as people make it out. It's not as simple as lift weights A, B, and C and do exercises D and F, you know what I mean? So it's a lot of conditioning and a lot of I lift 6 times a week. And at this point, I'm also doing conditioning pretty much 6 times a week. So some form of cardio, whether it's, you know, interval training or LISS, which is like low intensity training for more endurance stuff. But I'm in the gym 6 times a week for sure, doing various things.
So what advice would you give somebody who, you know, wants to make those changes and get more gear their life more towards, like, that doesn't really know all the ins and outs? And what advice would you give them for somebody that wants to start into that area and that path?
Simplest answer I can give is, if you want to get into better shape, is to move more and eat less. At least if you want to lose fat. If you just want to get in a, become a better athlete, concentrate on compound lifts. So things like bench press, deadlift, squatting, things like that are going to make you more athletic and stronger in that area. And also just do your research, because it's out there. I legit, before I got my personal training certification and all my degrees, like, I already knew not knew everything, but like majority of the information I already knew. And that was through me doing my own research and looking at valuable places, valuable websites, and not just getting information from, you know, the latest 30-day shred program, you know, like actual scientific articles and things like that. It's all out there. All you got to do is look it up. And science is our best way of kind of answering the questions that we have, right? Because that's research. We test these things out. Mm-hmm. So if you look at scientific journals and articles, things like that, that's how you're going to find out reliable information. So, yeah, just do your research, and it's out there for you.
Nice.
So, obviously, wrestling, you know, and fitness, you know, they go hand in hand. You know, I'm guessing you need a mix of, you know, physical and cardio. Is there kind of one that's specifically more important, or do you think just blending it and having the perfect balance is kind of what's best for, you know, when it comes to in-ring shape and et cetera?
You definitely need to lift and do cardio, but I would say for a lot of people, I think you gotta have the gas tank. So I would say concentrating on work capacity and being able to go in the ring, because there's nothing worse than getting blown up, being tired, or not being able to perform like you should be able to.
Would you say it's a long, like, hour plus cardio, or more explosive cardio training?
You need both. There's different energy systems for the body. There's different energy systems that we use in order to do different things. And in professional wrestling, our body or our work in the ring is going to require for us to use our bodies in a bunch of different ways. So you have to be able to be explosive. You got to be strong. You got to be fast. And you got to be able to have endurance. So you're going to have to train all those different elements.
Is the same with martial arts, kind of the same kind of cardio guideline, or is it different?
Similar, but also different, because pro wrestling is nowhere near as demanding as MMA.
Yeah. So, since we're kind of combining both your MMA and wrestling, what was like, how hard was it to kind of cut weight and stuff for your fights, or did you have to do much of that?
Yeah, get in a sauna, sweat it out, man. As long as you got the mental part of it down, you're fine. Yeah, it's not that rough. You just got to be able to want it.
And what'd you fight at? What weight class?
155.
Oh, nice. That's kind of the that's kind of a packed weight group, it seems like. At least if I'm thinking, you know, that would be like Khabib and Conor's weight classes and stuff, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. It would.
Did you ever have to cut weight?
I cut weight for it, yeah.
So what's the lowest you fought at in, like, weight class?
Oh, no, 155 was, I didn't literally weigh 155, you know what I mean? Like, I had to cut weight to get to that weight.
Yeah, yeah. No, of course.
Yeah, so I was, like, walking around, probably 170 plus, and then dropped down to 155 for the fight.
That's not a terrible weight cut, for sure.
No, that's a good one there.
All right. Well, I think that's about everything for tonight. You have any last things to add, Shapes?
That about covers our list.
All right, so we appreciate for having you on, Anthony. And
yeah, no problem, for sure.
Wish you best of luck in, you know, your next life outside of wrestling, and, you know, just with your gym and stuff. It sounds like you got big things on the horizon, and look forward to seeing kind of what's next for you and your family. So. On that note, go ahead.
I was just saying, greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, Anthony, thanks for being on tonight.
Thank you, man.
You guys have a good one.
You too, man. Bye.